Trump's attack on consciousness, post 921. In the midst of Trump's era of derangement and cruelty, we should understand that he is waging a war on consciousness itself. That is, through his 24-hour domination of the news cycle, through appearances, tweets, and official announcements, more and more of which are more and more threatening, racist, crammed with outrageous lies, and wild in tone and temperament. Trump has incited assaults on every governmental center and process of stability and normal day-to-day functioning, and thus of our normal day-to-day functioning as human beings. The news media responds to him, social media responds. The world's attention is pulled in because his power is essentially unlimited and he acts without restraint. He is an unreasonable person. Therefore, one cannot apply reason to make reasonable predictions as to his actions. He could say anything. He could do anything. It is his utter lack of predictability that makes it imperative to follow his actions minute by minute. 10 years of this barrage of chaos and 10 years of his destruction of the presidency, of America's sense of itself, of rationality, of common human decency, and of logic, have most obviously created a citizenry starkly divided between his MAGA cultists and the rest of us. But just as important, those 10 years have created such an automatic repulsion in the millions upon millions who despise him, but who must pay at least some attention to him. Think of a prisoner strapped to a chair in a bleak room, unable to escape deafening off-kilter music or noise, heavy metal, industrial clamor, screaming. Imagine him as a form of torture. Sound torture is a type of psychological warfare used to break the will of prisoners using loud music or white noise. It is an instrument of torture under the right conditions. I think we've reached the right conditions. Trump is an engine of enervation and of despair, the blind fury of the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, Saturn, about to eat his children. He is the personification of the noise of something ending, and we cannot keep him out of our heads.